It's July 1960 in Philadelphia. A political party has gathered to nominate a presidential candidate, but both leading contenders are flawed, and the convention is deadlocked. Who is the best man for the job? Gore Vidal's 1960 play, The Best Man, which opens on Broadway tonight, is surprisingly timely. It features an all-star cast: James Earl Jones, Angela Lansbury, Candace Bergen, John Larroquette, and Eric McCormick among them. Jeff London reports.
One candidate is an intellectual liberal, the other a populist conservative. Michael Wilson, director of The Best Man, says Gore Vidal, the outspokenly liberal author of the play, originally wrote it with a very specific agenda in mind.
He in part wrote the play to help John F. Kennedy get elected president because he was concerned that Kennedy was so smart and was so exceptionally bright that people would mistrust him and they might go with, say, Lyndon B. Johnson, who was vying for the nomination at the time that Gore wrote the play.
And, Wilson adds, Vidal opened up a window into what really went on in those back rooms at brokered political conventions.
Gore Vidal is the ultimate insider to American politics who remained an outsider. He used his access to give all of us who don't have that kind of access a window on what it is to really be a public servant and to strive to be a public servant.
The smoke-filled rooms of 1960 may be gone. Today, conventions ratify the choices of primary voters. But actor John Larroquette says the fight for political dominance still feels current.
Looking at it as a piece of theater, I think it's very entertaining, and the parallels to what's happening in this particular race year, I suppose, is very pertinent. You know, the whole idea of religion in politics and the idea of what are you willing to do to win? How much are you willing to do anything possible in order to get the votes that you want?
Larroquette's character, William Russell, a blue-blooded Harvard-educated former Secretary of State, is pitted against Joe Cantwell, a scrappy, telegenic conservative senator who's not beyond using smear tactics. Eric McCormick plays him.
He plays to win. Nothing else makes any sense to him. He simply doesn't understand the concept of fair play for fair play's sake. Somebody has to win, and it's going to be him. And the concept that dirty tricks are dirty, or that mudslinging is wrong, that there's a nice way to play, is beyond him.
While the audience doesn't meet Joe Cantwell until a half hour after The Best Man begins, they certainly hear a lot about him. Here are John Larroquette and James Earl Jones as former President Artie Hockstetter.
Joe Cantwell is nothing but ambition. Just plain, naked ambition.
And to get elected, he will lie.
Yep.
He will cheat.
Yep.
He'll destroy the reputations of others.
Yep.
Good. So I assume you're endorsing me for the nomination.
Hell no. Just because he's a bastard don't mean he wouldn't make a good candidate or even a good president.
Joe Cantwell, you're not serious.
He's got a real sense of how to operate.
Operate? No. Accommodate. If the people are conservative.
He'd be conservative.
If they're radical.
He'd be radical. Oh, I tell you, son, he's a kind of a ringtail wonder.
And that ringtail wonder has the goods on his opponent. Russell is a womanizer who several years before was quietly hospitalized with a nervous breakdown. But Russell also has the goods on Cantwell, a family man who may or may not have engaged in homosexual activities while in the army. The question is, are they going to use this information against each other in those pre-Twitter days by releasing it to the press? John Larroquette says the two candidates in the play are leading up to, in the parlance of the day, assured mutual destruction.
Are you willing to destroy someone else's reputation? Are you willing to market in innuendo and gossip and not talk about the person's actions as far as policy is concerned, but his personality as far as his private life is concerned?
They square off in a third act confrontation. Eric McCormick.
And it's not like Cantwell's an idiot. He's certainly doesn't believe in intellectualism for its own sake, but he's smart. He's very, very smart. And to see their two different kinds of smart attack each other in the ring is fascinating.
I came down here to try and convince you to drop that nonsense against me as I mean to drop this nonsense against you. These things are irrelevant. Dishonest, not to mention untrue. They cancel each other out. So yes, please, I wish you would join me in not indulging in personalities. I will tear this up. I will send Sheldon Markets back to where he came from if you drop that nonsense against me.
I see. You came here to make a deal with me.
No, Joe.
Deal,
I don't
make...
Deal,
it makes perfect sense. What you're doing, and I have no hard feelings. Really, I mean it. So don't be apologetic.
You have no feelings, I would say.
Several scenes in The Best Man end with one of the highly flawed candidates saying, "May the best man win," says director Michael Wilson.
Is the best man one that can, you know, act quickly out of animal reflex, to quote Gore, or is it someone that actually does reflect and have a conscience and will often think before he acts?
And audiences may find the ultimate answer to that question very surprising. The Best Man opens at the Schoenfeld Theater on Broadway tonight. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.